Hey everybody, this is Wes from the Console Gaming Crew Podcast, and we want to proudly say that we are a part of the Boss Rush Network at BossRush.net. BossRush.net is a place where you can find up-to-date news articles, blogs, and podcasts about video games. In addition to that, there is a growing collection of podcasts, not just in the gaming community, but other communities as well. We are honored to be a part of such a great network of podcasters and content creators, so please stop by and give everyone a listen at BossRush.net. Thank you, and enjoy the show. Yo, crew members, what it be?
Heyo!
Fuck yeah! So what is good, peeps? I hope everybody's doing well.
Yeah, me too. Man, I hope everybody's had a good week and is preparing to have another good week. Everybody's happy and healthy, and their families are doing good, and they're eating, and they're working, and they're getting money, and playing video games.
Especially the last part.
Yeah, I mean,
you can eat a few bags of Doritos, and you know what I mean, in order to make sure you got money for video games. You know what I'm saying? That's what matters.
I mean, we're not the crocheting crew. You know what I mean? We're the console gaming crew. Damn it!
Do you know how to crochet?
No, my grandmother did.
My little sister does.
It wouldn't shock me if my wife does, because she does everything else like an 80-year-old. So when I say that, she'll know what I mean. I used to clown her forever before she even moved in, before her and I were dating or anything, when we were just friends. I called her one night and I was like, I swear to God, it was like 8 o'clock. I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm just sitting and knitting, watching Jeopardy. I'm like, what? I was like, dang.
I mean, the Jeopardy part, I can 100% get behind, because I love me some Jeopardy.
We're just all the way 80, huh? You about to show me that AARP card?
Yo, you about to get your ass kicked, and you know it.
Yeah, I know.
But nice knowing you.
I tell her all the time, and she's like, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm like, you better kill me. Yeah, I'm going to hit you. You better knock me out.
Welcome anyway. To Channel 10 News. Tonight, our story is...
Domestic disturbance aside, we got an episode for y'all that is just going to be some news. You will find out later as to why it's just news. There is a reason, and we will go over all that later.
Yeah, we got a mighty fine announcement coming.
Yeah, this is not a situation where one of us fucked up and forgot something, or a tech issue, or none of that. It's just, this was, you know.
We actually flowed this way.
Yeah, we actually flowed this way. So, without further ado, why don't we get into some news about the tiniest of Tinas.
Yes, so I got this article off of IGN. Ryan Leston is the one that wrote the article. And Gearbox and Randy Pitchford and everybody are talking about how much of a major victory that Tiny Tina's Wonderlands is. So much so that they have made it, they have officially said that they are working with future experiences already under development to continue the Borderlands spinoff.
Now, that doesn't necessarily come as a shocker, because when I was balls deep playing Borderlands with you guys, like when we were all playing together, like for a stretch and whatnot, we had said a million times, if there were ever a character that you could build another franchise off of, I mean, there's plenty that they have in the Borderlands universe, but the first one that would come to mind would be Tiny Tina, because of just how off the wall she is. So
I agree.
It doesn't surprise me that the game landed like it did, and it does not surprise me that they realize that they have another franchise on their hands.
The only thing about it that I am slightly worried about is that they have been... The DLCs lately have not been as good as what they should be.
What is your gripe? Is it the length? Is it the...
I think it's just the overall, just the overall experience of how it makes you feel. You know what I'm saying? Like in Borderlands 2,
they were the best DLCs.
All of the DLCs, dude, yo, they were on point. I mean, and was it 3? No, it was 2 that had there was Scarlet and all
Right? the pirate one, and all the seasonal ones that they had, and Tiny Tina's one that was like DLC.
And you know something? Maybe it was because it was new. it was because it was new and novice at that point, you know what I mean, with their DLCs, to where, like, how much that might have been the reason why I loved them that much.
No, I don't necessarily
because
I think
DLCs,
it's a little bit different.
The first season DLCs in Borderlands 3 were fine. I liked them a lot because of, like, certain milestones, not necessarily milestones, but certain, like, equality things, you know what I mean, they did Hammerlock get married, and you know what I mean, shit, like, give me stuff like that, I thought was really cool. But it just didn't, they just didn't capture me as much as the Borderlands 2 DLCs. On top of the fact, the second season, to where they brought in the arms race, great thought. What they wanted to do with arms race was an awesome idea. They just didn't execute it properly. They made it way too difficult to get to the end to be able to get, like, the badass guns.
That one aside, because that literally sounds like a technical gripe in the way that they executed that, the rest of them might just be because with 2, they set the bar so incredibly high on their DLCs.
Okay.
Nothing was going to match up to that at that point. Maybe. Yeah. I'm just saying, maybe that's possible, because they were very, very good. There were no DLCs for the first game, correct? Or were there?
Not to my knowledge.
I just remember playing the game over and over again on the next difficulty, like True Valhalla mode, all that stuff. That's all.
Yeah, and then you just grind the fuck out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So the second game, I believe, was the first one with DLCs, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, they were incredible.
So, like, Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, we probably shouldn't expect another game for the next probably 3 years, I'm guessing. We're probably not going to see anything for Borderlands 4 if they decide to do that, probably for another, like, 2 years, you know what I mean? Because they lined this up for doing B3 and Wonderlands basically back-to-back, year-to-year. So if they do it again that way, you know what I mean, it'll end up working well for the money-wise, I think.
Yeah, which is shocking, because did anyone expect that quick a turnaround after how long it took to go from 2 to 3?
No, and like, that was super surprising, but I will say I did really, really enjoy the people that they brought in for, like, the voiceover in Wonderlands. Like, that part was really good. And obviously, you mean the fourth wall breaking type stuff was nice too.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. I got a question for you.
I might have an answer for you.
God, I hope so. Do you remember how much people hated Cyberpunk?
Yeah, I remember how much people hated Cyberpunk. It rivaled how many people hated No Man's Sky when it first came out.
Yes.
So, and you spend all that time. Actually, no, probably even more so, because when No Man's Sky was coming out, nobody was billing it as, like, the biggest game of the year. They were billing it as a good game, but it was never like,
No. They were. That was
No Man's Sky?
Yeah, dude, yo, that was one of the biggest things about that game was the fact that they billed it as, like, this innovative next level exploration game, right?
Maybe they did. I'm saying other companies, like, where how you had like you know, other game companies saying, you know, like Grounded, for example, saying, you know, wait for Cyberpunk if you want the game of the year. Like, everybody was on pins and needles waiting about this game. Every company thinks that their game's the game of the fucking year. So
I would hope
surprise.
So. And
that doesn't surprise.
You know what I mean, in the very least.
But they fell so flat. Yeah.
Yeah, but wild enough, dude, there's a resurgence right now for this game.
I love hey, and land of second chances, baby.
There's a yo, amen to that. There's a lot of reasons why a lot of people are starting to jump back onto the Cyberpunk train. So you have the brand new anime that came out, Cyberpunk Edgerunners, that's on Netflix. You have multiple updates that have come through the game, and they actually have already announced the first major expansion, which is actually triggering a lot of interest with this game. I do real quick want to go ahead and say, just, you know, since I said it for the last one, I want to make sure I just line these up. Ryan Disdale and George Yang were the writers of this article that I picked up. Also from IGN. So, yeah. So, a lot of this information keeps on coming out when Cyberpunk keeps on doing these Night City little visits. And you mean, whenever they do, you mean, they give us a little bit of information, you mean, about, like, what they're trying to do, what they want to do. And look, I shut them down, dude. I didn't give a fuck about Cyberpunk at all anymore. I really don't. But that could change. That could absolutely change, because I have the game.
What I was gonna say was, I almost wonder, I'm not necessarily saying it's the road that they should have taken, but I almost wonder if they didn't bother to try to fix anything in the game and just left it as fucked up as it was, if eventually, almost like some movies do, if that game would have eventually become a cult classic because of how shitty and ridiculous those glitches were. If it would be that game that ended up being beloved, you wanted to go back and play it to see all the ridiculous stuff. Because think of how many movies you watch that are terrible movies. They're terrible movies, but they're like cult classics. They're cult classics because they're so horrific.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Like, there's nobody that I can't imagine. If they do, I would love to talk to them and just hear why. I won't dispute it because people like what they like and I'm not that guy. But I'd be hard-pressed to assume that I'd find anybody that would say that, like, the Super Mario Brothers movie was a great movie. It was fucking terrible. It was terrible. But it's so unbelievably terrible. That's why it's good, and that's why you want to watch it.
I mean, yo, let's not forget, this game got delisted on the PlayStation Network store. And that was because what they did was that they ran the game on PC, which made it, I mean, which looked great, but then they never did the proper updates or situations they had to for moving it from PC to console, which there is a lot of extra development in that. It's which, yo, I'm not taking anything away, you know what I mean, from that, because, yo, that is a hefty, hefty job. There's a reason why there's PC games that will never become console games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there are certain ones we will never see.
Back to my original theory, man, I'm telling you, book it. In 10 years, people are going to be flooding back playing Anthem. You watch.
God, in 20 years, we're going to be living it. You kidding me?
And then probably, I'll say
20 years,
we're
gonna wear our own javelins.
After like 3 days of being back into Anthem, you're gonna hear people be like, and I remember why the fuck I stopped playing this stupid shit.
I mean, but it has no support anymore, so you mean it doesn't even fucking matter. Actually, yo, I'm pretty sure it's still on Game Pass. I might turn that on and see what see what actually happens. Because there's no support for it. So, yeah. it was a multi-person online game. We flew around people all the time.
Thought that, like, the original World of Warcraft would outlive a game from 2020. I'm pretty sure 2020 is when Anthem came out, right?
No, dude, it was 2018, because that was our first episode.
Oh, yeah, touche. Very, very touche.
Very, very touche. Okay. Well, yeah, let's keep that. This next article I have comes from Taylor Lyles, and, this one, I understand it, but I'm still upset because then I can't get a cheaper version to play the games. Because that's exactly what I would do.
I'm assuming you're talking about some VR here.
Yes, so Sony confirmed that the original PSVR games are not compatible with PSVR 2.
No need to fret, because I got two headsets.
But I'll still fret. I'll still fret.
There's no reason to fret. I won't have use for two of them anymore. So I'll let you rock one.
That's true. So what this essentially means, because, I mean, this came from the official PlayStation podcast, and this was around the 29-minute mark. Hideaki Nishino confirmed that the PSVR 2 will not have backwards compatibility with original PSVR games. PSVR games are not compatible with the PSVR 2 because PSVR 2 is designed to deliver a truly next-generation VR experience, Nishino said, before explaining some of the noteworthy features exclusive to the PSVR 2, such as haptic feedback and adaptive triggers that are found on the Sense controllers, which are the controllers that you have in either hand.
Yes. You know, I'm not necessarily mad at this if the PSVR 2 really truly does deliver a much different experience than the first one. And I'm not going to bet against them just because I did with the first one, and the first one blew me away from the second I put it on. So I won't necessarily be too mad. VR is still relatively new, so I don't know how hard it is to make that backwards compatible versus just like consoles being backwards compatible. I don't know what goes into that.
At the same time, like, Sony has created an adapter that allows you to play the original PSVR games on a PS5.
Yes, and we should make it known that that is free if you want it. It is not something you have to pay for.
Yes.
If you contact Sony, they will send you one.
And which is fucking pimp, dude. That is awesome.
As it should be. But, I mean, it's, yeah, that's, as far as what Sony's been doing lately, that's,
I mean, yo,
refreshing.
Yo, just listen to this real quick. So PSVR 2 won't be out until sometime next year. We already knew that. And multiple games have been confirmed to be in development for the headset. You ready for these games? Among Us VR already sounds insane. Wow. Ghostbusters VR. That could be insanely cool. Resident Evil Village. No Man's Sky. Talk about No Man's Sky. The Resident Evil 4 remake, which is something that, I mean, we've been talking about before. The new game, the first party, Horizon Call of the Mountain, as well as a sequel to Firewall Zero Hour, have all been confirmed to be in development.
That's so legit.
Love it.
It would probably never happen, but there are some games that would be so sick to play in VR. Ones that you wouldn't even think. Like, even, did you ever play... I had the trailer, not the trailer, I'm sorry, it was like a demo that I had for a little bit called Moss, where you played as this tiny little mouse and you had to like navigate these puzzles. You're in like a jungle type area.
No, but I don't think I did.
Other games that I had, which makes sense for the VR, like the bulk of them were like first person things, which makes sense. You look around, you see the world. This game was third person. So you're in VR, but you see the character and you see him moving around. So, it's cool. It's cool to see them. So that made me believe that like, a game like Ori would be so sick in VR. So sick. Probably never happen because I don't know. You know,
that would be some radar, next level shit. Next like that level shit.
That's why I wanted to try the Borderlands. Even if it's wonky and the controls don't work all that great, just to see what the world looks like in it would be sick. Even if I just walked around, didn't even kill anybody. So it shocks me that I still haven't done that yet. Because it's not that expensive.
Oh, no, especially not now. next two stories I have are fairly quick. We're going to run through them pretty fast. So first one is going to be about Street Fighter. So Street Fighter 6, we got the full roster for the launch. Like I said, this one is very quick. It is an 18-strong person roster. And, I mean, we have some of the ones that everybody knows, like Ryu, Ken. We have Zangief. Dalsim, E. Honda, Blanca, Guy, Chun-Li, Cammy, Jury, Luke, DJ, Kimberly, Jamie, Manon, Marissa, Lily, and JP. I only know maybe 40% of the names on that list.
More than me.
But, we are getting Street Fighter VI. The closed beta will be happening between October 7th and 10th on the PS5 and the series in the Xbox Series S and X and PC via the streaming. And you can sign up on Street Fighter's official website. I mean, if you actually want to try to run the beta, pretty sure that would, I mean, look, if that's your type of game, that'll probably be a blast. I saw this video the other, I think it was today. I think I saw it on Instagram. They had a comparison of the first Street Fighter game and now, of how they looked, and you know what I mean, like just the fighting sequences, or like, you know what I mean, just like one of the arcade versions, like Marvel vs. Capcom or some shit, and like how it looked then to now. Dude, it is so fucking different, man. It is so clean. This next
games.
I don't, because I do not miss getting my ass kicked. So I don't miss those games.
Just play against the computer. I don't play those
games. I still got my ass kicked.
Oh shit, yeah, I can't help you there.
No, you can't. No one can. I keep on telling you, nobody can help me. So next story I have another one from Taylor Lyles. Wow, this guy gets around. We are going to be getting a teaser trailer for the new Super Mario game. The Mario Brothers film, which will be releasing April 7th of 2023. So October,
you said game and then you said movie.
Fuck.
You said the new Super Mario game and I was like, wait, what? You
fuck. My bad. So New York Comic Con, the official Comic Con Twitter account sent out a tweet saying, join us October 6th at 4 p.m. Eastern time for a teaser trailer premiere of Nintendo and Illumination's upcoming Super Mario Brothers film releasing April 7th, 2023. So they are doing this the 6th. That is on a Thursday. I will be able to watch. I'll do it. I will watch that bitch live.
I'm excited for that. And I really feel like that's something that Chris Pratt can pull off.
I feel like they're going in a different direction with this game, which I'm completely fine with. Or game. God damn, I said it again.
Yes, you did.
All right, that's the title of the episode. It's not a game.
It's fine. It's just your brain reminding you that the other Mario movie was so terrible. How could they possibly want to make another one? So you're like, it can't be a movie. It's just got to be another game. Those are way more successful.
All right. So just to give y'all a quick recap of some of the actors that are a part of this movie, like Andy said, we had Chris Pratt as Mario. You have Anya Taylor-Joy. I believe she is from The Queen's Gambit. You mean that show on Netflix that really everybody went crazy for?
Yeah, she was also she's going to be playing Peach. Yeah, she's also in Split. Yeah,
she's very good. You have Charlie Day from Pacific Rim and Perfect. Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
You better lead with Always Sunny. What the fuck?
I've never watched Always Sunny.
But still, you know he's in it. That's huge. Yeah.
So he's going to be
Horrible Bosses.
So, yeah, Horrible Bosses is another one. Yeah. He's going to be voicing Luigi. We have the illustrious and amazing Jack Black from Tenacious D, School of Rock, Kung Fu Panda, Jumanji. He's going to be Bowser. Yes, Goosebumps. I forgot he is R.L. Stein. We have Keegan-Michael Key from Key & Peele. They're in the Toy Story 4 movie. He's going to be playing Toad, which is awesome. I love it.
See, the only thing there for me, and I'm not mad at it. I'm going to let them do what they do, and I'm sure I'm going to enjoy it. I feel for me, I don't know why, I would have swapped Charlie and Keegan. I would have made Keegan
Charlie
Luigi,
as Luigi?
And I would have made, no, I would have made Keegan as Luigi and Charlie as Toad. One, Charlie's
see,
already short and spastic and all
see,
that type
I'm not,
of shit.
I'm not mad at that thought because you already know that Keegan-Michael Key knows how to play second fiddle.
Yeah.
But can still hit the first fiddle parts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's incredible. Keegan-Michael Key is incredible in like everything he does.
Yes.
He's hilarious.
And we also have Seth Rogen coming in as the big old dumb monkey Donkey Kong.
Probably perfect as well.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's Seth Rogen, man. One of the biggest stoners ever besides Willie Nelson, so.
Yeah. And if only they could get, like, Jay Baruchel to be Diddy. Diddy's not a movie, I'm sure, but.
Some of the other people that are going to be a part of this, you have Sebastian Maniscalco, who is a comedian. He's going to be playing a character named Spike. You have Fred Armisen, Fred Armisen is incredible. Dude has done a million things in the voice acting world. Damn, I can't think of anything right offhand though, unfortunately. He's going to be playing Cranky Kong. And then you have Kevin Michael Richardson, who is going to be Kamek. Kevin Michael Richardson, he voices a million things. Like Static Shock was one of them. He voiced Virgil's father in that. He voiced Joker in one, in one thing that he's done in one of the Batman shows. But that is, look, that's going to end up being I think it's going to be a good movie. I'm not always a fan of how Illumination does their animation. Like, the Despicable Me stuff is cute, but I can't watch it multiple times.
Which ones?
Like Despicable Me, Minions, all that type of shit. But I just, I can't watch that stuff that many times on repeat. As per other other cartoon movies that I can watch on loop and like never get tired of.
Yeah.
All right. So last two articles we're going to talk about both have to do with the same thing.
Yeah. And this is a big one. We got a big old breach in security in the gaming world, at least.
Absolutely. So GTA 6, there have been a fuck ton of leaks on this game. That just recently happened over the last week.
I think over like 90 videos.
Yes.
Or something were leaked.
I think it's over 100 actually.
Yeah, it was 90 when I first saw it, so that doesn't surprise me.
Now, one of the things with this is that a UK teenager has been arrested in connection to these leaks. So London police did get one kid. And this article that I'm looking at is from rockpapershotgun.com. I love that name. That is a great fucking thing. And the article was written by CJ Wheeler. But yeah, so a lot of people have been like, I'm getting confused. And here's the reason why I'm getting confused. Now, number one, the leak happened. That sucks. I don't condone that. But now since we've seen it, why is everybody so fucking mad about it? Like, number one, it is a leak. This isn't even an alpha version.
Because people are pissed. Like, they're literally thinking that these leaks are the finished game that is going to be right around the corner.
Yeah.
Which boggles my mind. This game is very, very on in development. If anything, anybody with a brain in their head should have taken from this that, like, this is incredible, because for how early they are on, how early on they are in the process, yeah, it looked great. Yes, if that was the finished product, I'd be way disappointed. But I'm not an idiot, so I realize that they're not even anywhere close to being finished. They have to polish the shit out of that. And now, they know it.
Oh, yeah. Now, I mean, I've looked at a handful of other videos that, I mean, that they've, like, IGN and a whole bunch of other companies have been putting up saying, look, well, actually, you know, it's been other developers that have actually come to the defense of Rockstar. And what they've been saying is, look at our development videos from before alpha stage to what's out now, and you'll see that what they're doing isn't all that crazy. Because, like, one of the ones I saw was Control. And yeah, looking at Control in the developmental stage looks a million times different. It looks so fucking janky, dude, in the develop, and which it's supposed to. Again, it is supposed to. The game is not supposed to look game of the year when it's fucking 2 years out. I mean, honestly, I have nothing else that I can actually say about it, because, like, that shit drives me nuts.
Yeah, it's like, unless you are brand new to Rockstar and GTA, unless you are brand new, have you played a game before? Have they ever given you some, like, shitty product? No. They know what they're doing. This is what they do. Like, this is what they do. And this is why it takes so goddamn long for them to get a damn Grand Theft Auto game.
Exactly.
Because of how much they put into it.
And how to, like, think about how big the worlds are in the GTA games.
And this is going to be bigger.
Yes.
And you're going to be able to go inside places. Well, yeah, way more places. You could go into gas stations, I think, in 5, and then, like, some clothing stores.
In San Andreas, you can go into clothing stores, but walk in, and then you end up on the roof.
Yeah, and then, like, your character homes. Like, yeah, that's about it.
But, yeah, man, all right, so right now I'm watching the video that I was talking about right now on IGN.
Is it the one with the chick, like, holding up the store?
No, it's one to where they're comparing what we got in the developmental stage compared, because literally it had boxes on it that said throw me.
Yeah.
In the developmental, it's like, okay, yeah, because that's exactly, like, look, we know it's destroyable things, so let's go ahead and write on it that's destroyable. That makes sense. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, another one, Call of the Lamb, they're going to win Indie Game of the Year this year. I 100% believe that. This game has taken Twitch and just streaming and everything else by storm. But yo, they're showing their developmental stuff as opposed to what you got in the end. Same thing with Sniper Elite. You know what I mean? They're doing the same. Like, I appreciate more that the other developers are putting in so much more of, like, yo, y'all need to calm the fuck down.
Yeah. Like, our job is to make this thing. Your job is to play the thing and then tell me how you feel after.
Yeah, like, roger that. Shit.
I don't need your input in, like, the alpha phase of this thing. Like, don't need it. But, like I said, it's gonna be a great game, just like all the ones before it. Just pump the brakes, people. Pump the GD brakes.
Matter of fact, I'll say it for you. Pump the goddamn brakes.
That's it. So, this is the time where normally we would give you the what are we playing, but we're not going to do that this time, because we'd rather give you a what are we about to do.
I like how you did that.
Segment. Now, Wes and I for a while have flirted with the idea of doing a Philly sports podcast, and damn it, that's what we're going to do. So we have not nailed down a name yet. We have some ideas. We have one that's currently in the lead, but we're not going to give you a name until we're 100% sure that that's what it is.
Yeah.
But we are going to have a Philly sports podcast in a couple weeks. It will be, you know, it will be based around the four major Philly sports, but there will also be some segments in there about, you know, other teams and stuff, you know, other things that are prevalent around the world of sports. And we'll make sure, you know, we'll have some guests on and stuff like that. And it's going to be a good time. It's something we've been wanting to do for a while. So we want to give ourselves the space to do it. And so we are going to be putting the Console Gaming Crew on the shelf for a bit.
Now, listen to what he said. We're putting it on the shelf. It's not done.
It is not done. We have loved everything that we've done over the last couple of years and all the people that, you know, have listened and you know,
become friends through this.
Through this craziness. Obviously we thank and love every one of you guys. And again, this isn't the last of it. We're taking some time so we can fully explore this, and you can let us know how you think about the new podcast that we do, and hopefully you guys like it. And it'll be a different time. We normally record these and drop them. Well, we record these on Saturdays and they normally get dropped on Mondays.
Sunday night.
It used to be Monday. Actually, shit, it used to take like a month, but
I'm just kidding. I've gotten better.
But we'll be recording on Tuesdays moving forward, so you'll probably get it with Thursday, maybe.
I'm hoping Wednesday. I'm hoping that, look, we can iron this part out obviously later, but I'm hoping that they're not that long to where we can record and I can run it that night right after we're done.
Yeah,
just, I mean, Wes, just like I normally Wes, do here.
Yeah, we are passionate sports people from a passionate sports town.
Yes.
So, you know, so this is something we've always wanted to do. So we're, you know, we don't want to be the what if people. So we're going to do it. So again, this is not the last of the CGC. We will be back. But we will have a new podcast soon. We'll have a new Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff set up. So you'll still have places to find.
And we'll make sure we let every single one of y'all know.
Yeah. And we hope you like it. We do hope you like it. I mean, it's something that we're passionate about. You know, gaming isn't the only thing that we're passionate about. So,
I mean, look, to be completely honest, I've had like two or three different podcast ideas in my head. You know what I mean? Over the last few years.
Yeah, so, being able to actually
do this one, especially when like there is so much happening in this city right now. You mean you have like. Here you go. We're kind of started right now. A little bit.
Don't start now. No, but I know what you're saying. There's a lot going on in the sports world around here now. But, you know, we wanted to fully be able to lean into this thing because, you know, I'd thought, you know, about doing them both or doing one week and then one the next week. But then you're just going to get two half-assed projects, which is never what we want to do.
No.
You know, everything that we do, we want to be able to give 100%
whole
to
ass.
It, which is what we have done. To grow this into what it is, and you know, now we want to do that with this next venture. So you will catch us in hopefully a couple weeks is the plan. Hopefully, you know, in the next couple weeks we'll have our first episode out.
We got we have a lot to create on this, but I think we can.
Yeah, we've got to iron some things out, which we're about to do as soon as we cut these mics off. So. Wes, why don't you tell the people one last time? For the last time, where they can find us. Actually, before Wes tells you where you can find us one last time, I do want to shout out. I haven't actually told you this yet. I would actually like for you to listen. A friend of mine that I play hockey with and a buddy of his have a podcast that I started listening to, and it's actually incredibly interesting. It's along the same lines as like this, you know, What's Your Spaghetti Policy and stuff like that. There's no real,
okay.
They just, you know, they bring on guests, they talk about their stories and stuff like that. It's called the Express Lane Podcast. It's hosted by my buddy Kevin Haley and his friend
nice.
Stan. Express Lane is one word. It's not Express Space Lane. It's literally Express Lane, one word. So the Express Lane Podcast, they're basically everywhere you get your podcast. So check them out. They've got, you know, I think he said that they're about a year in.
Okay.
I think is what he said, but the first episode I listened to was Corey was on,
nice.
A buddy of mine who plays on the team. He was on. And, you know, they're funny. They have a lot of like fun, interesting stories. So you know, if you got time, check them out. But you know, I told him I wanted to shout them out on here. So
absolutely,
yeah. So that's the Express Lane Podcast. So check them out.
So now. I get to tell y'all where you can still connect with CGC because all of these avenues will still be open. No matter what, because I will still make sure I talk to all y'all. You can first hit us up on our website, which is consolegamingcrew.com. And we also have our email, which is consolegamingcrew@gmail.com. Our Twitter is @consolecrew, which is the place where you can find us and get to us the fastest. And I will get back to you the fastest. YouTube and Instagram are both Console Gaming Crew. And as you heard in the beginning of this episode, BossRush.net. It is the greatest place where you can find anything video game related. You want consoles? They got it. You want PC? They got it. You want to talk about Switch stuff? They got it. Anything Nintendo, PlayStation, Xbox, all of it, yo. They're where you want to be. Boss Rush Network, BossRush.net. Be better. Even if we are doing the hiatus on this, we are not doing a hiatus on our Twitch. CGC Podcast is still going to be running strong and running hard, y'all. Co-op Monday night is still going to be going on. You have myself with my boy Mike from the Twisted Cape Podcast, as well as Javier and Dan running four-player games. Right now, we are doing Zombie War 4. And then Fridays, it is either going to be a fun Yeet Friday or a Chell Friday or a Freaky Friday. We're not sure yet. But when we know, you'll know. So, until next time, at least until next time, I mean, you ain't going to hear me say this anymore. So, please, stay safe, wash your hands, mask up, do what you got to do to feel good, because that's what we always want for y'all. And as always, my people, number one, thank you. Number two,
game on.
Game on, y'all. Be good. Peace.